Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At all times we will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At all times God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in our mouths, in our mouths, in our mouths. God's praise shall continually be in our mouths. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you for another day and another opportunity to come, Father God, in humble submission, Father God, before your presence. Father God, as we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. We thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness, your love, your grace, and your mercies. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and slumbered during the midnight hours and ushering us into a brand new day, a day, Father God, that we have never known nor seen and will never know or see again, Father God. But we want to say thank you that this is a day that you have made. And so therefore, Father God, we do rejoice and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is great, 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 great. And your name is greatly to be praised. We embrace the gifts of this day, Father God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. Help us to be a good steward over this day, Father God. Help us not to squander the day. Help us not to waste the day. But Father God, help us to be in your perfect and direct will this day, Father God. We pray for everyone around the globe, though all those who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins, that somebody somewhere will say yes today. Somebody somewhere will surrender today. Somebody somewhere will be delivered today. Somebody somewhere, some backslider will be reclaimed today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you give somebody another chance, Father God. Somebody on their deathbed right now, but they're not ready to die. They're not ready to die because they don't know you. They're not ready to die because they haven't done what you've told them to do. They're not ready to die, Father. We pray, Father God, that you would give them another opportunity this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to say thank you, God. We want to say thank you for the prayer summit, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ last night. We want to say thank you, Father God, for so many people supporting, Father God. In the name of Jesus, thank you that the testimonies are already beginning to come in, Father God, hallelujah, of the healing that has taken place last night, Father God, and the healing, Father God, that will continue because you are the Lord, our God, who healeth us. And so, Father God, we want to say thank you, for we realize that without you, we can do nothing. Without you, we are nothing. Because, Father God, it's not about, it's all about you, Father God. But when we make it all about you, then you make it all about us. So we just want to bless you on today, Father God. Now we pray for our services this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless the woman of God as she comes forth, Father God, to deliver what thus saith the Lord, Father God, on this morning. Father God, anoint her to teach, anoint her to preach, anoint her, Father God, and we say thank you for fresh oil. And Father God, as she speaks in your stead, we ask that you would anoint our ears to hear, Father God, our hearts to receive, Father God. Father God, that we might be changed by the living word. For your word will never return into you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you sent it forth to do. So if there is a problem, if there is an issue, it definitely is not with you, because you are not a man and you are not a liar. But Father God, hallelujah, help us to see ourselves in the light of your word. And we say yes, and we say amen. So we say thank you, Father God. Now we surrender the balance of this day, hallelujah, into your hands, hallelujah, that you and you alone will get all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. Thank you, Father God. Now, Lord, how did you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power of the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning, top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is so greatly to be praised. Amen. TGIF. Today, God is first. We come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to welcome all of our first time listeners across the globe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. For having breakfast with us this morning. Amen. There is a seat at the table. Amen. Have a seat because the Lord prepareth us a feast before our enemies. Amen. This is where we are served. Amen. As a spiritual breakfast for champions. Amen. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Amen. Glory be to God, and we want to bless the Lord. Amen. For the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. This is a platform where we meet 7 days a week. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. My God, Jesus, have mercy. Every morning, 7 days a week. Hallelujah. We want to thank God, hallelujah, because of our faithfulness on this platform. Amen. The Lord has expanded us now to media TV. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. In 35 million households, the Lord has expanded us. Amen. Hallelujah. To hallelujah. Our prayer altar. Amen. Zoom, Facebook, conference calls. Amen. Hallelujah. He just keep on doing great things. Amen. Hallelujah. But this is the baby right here. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. Please enjoy the services on today, and please come back again. Amen. We meet here Monday through Saturdays at this hour. Amen. But on Sundays, we meet at 12 o'clock. You can call in at 11:30 and enjoy praise and worship with us. Amen. Glory be to God in Jesus' name. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. We want to thank God for Founders Week. Amen. The Lord established Founders Week. This is not my idea. This is not my idea at all. The Lord spoke to me on last week. He said, have Founders Week. Amen. Glory be to God. And God gave me the names, and it had to be God because everybody got contacted and had said yes. Amen. Glory. And in 1 hour, amen, we had, amen, 6 speakers lined up. I'm telling you. Amen. Well, 2 of them was already on the program. 2 of them was already scheduled to preach that week. Erica was already scheduled to bring a word on my birthday. Amen. And our minister, Joanne Thurman, was already scheduled, amen, for that Saturday about a month ago. But the other ones, they said yes, and we want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Founders Week, the Lord said. Amen. Hallelujah. So, hey, who is the founder? Most of the people would say, well, tell me, who is the founder? Well, I'm glad you asked. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 12, verse number 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse number 2 says this, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Yes, 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 as Jesus is the founder. Yeah, so we're celebrating Jesus. Amen. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Bradford is not the founder. I didn't find anybody, but I found Jesus. You want to know who I found? Let me tell you who I found. I found the same person you need to find. Amen. Let me introduce him to you. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. I just happen to be the pastor of this ministry, and it is, amen, a heavy responsibility. Amen. But I just cast my cares on the Lord. When it get a little burdensome, sometimes it get a little, you know, when you're dealing with people, it ain't going to be easy. You know, God darn it, and you're dealing with people, it ain't easy. Amen. Glory be to God. But look, when I feel the heaviness going on, I just toss it on over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you will smile the rest of your day. Amen. So I want to thank God for doing this. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for putting this together. Amen. We want to thank God. He started us off on Monday. Amen. By Pastor Carmen Dorsey, my dear friend. She was one of the first ones. When this ministry was birthed in that motel room some 11 years ago, my dear friend, amen, Carmen Dorsey was right there out of Cleveland, Ohio. Amen. She came on Monday and shared with us. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For the word that she brought forth. Amen. Glory be to God. As she, amen, taught us a lesson on obedience. Amen. Obedience is the key. Amen. Hallelujah. My dear daughter, hallelujah, Pastor Erica Bradford, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Came forth on Tuesday, which was, amen, my actual birthday. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for her. Amen. She talked about the blow up. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to her. Amen. How, by no way, shape, or form. Amen. Then my dear friend, amen, Prophetess Sonia Mafio, amen, she came on yesterday, amen, and talked about the faithfulness of God, amen, faithfulness, hallelujah. When we are consistent, amen, in our walk, when we are consistent, amen, we're going to see the blessing, oh my God. And so we have been blessed, amen. Last night, our Bishop Lawrence Williams came, amen, and he preached the word, amen. Glory be to God on our prayer summit, amen, hallelujah. If it could have gone another way, but God healed me. Oh, we want to thank God for the fire. Amen. Last night. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people was experiencing some difficulties in getting in, but guess what? Most of them got in anyhow. Hallelujah. All they had to do was go to the website. Amen. And click the link. Erica had everything set up so easy. We want to thank God for Minister Erica and her graphic design and her engineering design. Thank God for her. The testimonies are coming in already. The victory, amen, from that service on last night. The testimonies are coming in already, and I expect more to come. Hey, why? Because God is not a man, and God is not a liar. Amen. And so we bless the Lord, and tonight we'll be meeting back at 7:30, praying for finances and family. Oh, my God, it's time for the money to show up. Oh, it's time for the money to show up. Amen. And it's time for families to come back together. It's time for families to come back together. Family is a God idea. It's time for some families to be made. Amen. Glory be to God. We're still celebrating, amen, our elder Valerie Cartier and her holy matrimony. Amen. And it's going to be some more. It's going to be some more. Amen. We know we only got 3 months left in this year. Watch. I prophesy one more marriage before the year is up. Pastor, what you know? Well, is it you? Is it you? Is it you, Pastor? Is it you? We prophesy one more in Jesus' name. All right. All right. All right. Now, today, now I have my one of my best friends come and deliver a word. Amen. And I had one of my three daughters come in and bring the word. Glory be to God. I have a longtime friend and a sister, Sonia, on yesterday. Her husband is a media engineer for this ministry. All right. So here we got a friend and a business person all in one. So I got all these blessings around me. Now today, beloved, amen, hallelujah. We want to thank God, hallelujah. It gives me much pleasure. I'm telling you, puts a smile on my face. So, amen. I am who I am, and I am who I am becoming because of Jesus Christ and because of this lady right here. Amen. I call her Bishop Prelate. Bishop Prelate, let me tell you something about this woman here. She don't play no games, and she don't play church. She ain't no hypocrite. She lives what she preach. She preach what she lives. She walks in faith. She walks in power. And she walks in love. She is prosperous because of her love walk, because we know that love conquers all. She is truly an example. She is the wife of one husband. She has eight daughters. Now, let me tell you something. Anytime you got eight children and all of them saved, somebody doing something right. Some folks got one child and they a demon. Can't catch up with them. Anytime you got eight children and all eight of them saved, somebody doing something right. Not only all eight of them saved, all eight of them are doing good. Most of them are entrepreneurs. Glory be to God. And so we want to thank God. Amen. She is the pastor of the Temple of Refuge Evangel Community Church. Amen. We want to thank God for her faithfulness. As I bring her on, I was talking to someone about this woman of God. And now we was talking about how long she has been in the ministry. And the person that I was talking to wasn't really all that saved. But they made a comment. And they said that they was impressed with how long she hung in there. And she's still hanging in. And this was came from a person that wasn't even saved, that admired her endurance, her stick-to-itness. People coming, people going. If everybody was still at this church, amen, that this church has been a blessing to, everybody's got saved, delivered from this church, she would need a building three times the size that she has right now. But we know that a prophet is without honor in his own country, but that's okay because God is keeping the books. At this time, beloved, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others my beloved mother. And I say beloved because I'm the firstborn. I came out first. Yes, I did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My beloved mother. Amen. The pastor of the Temple of Refuge Community Church. Amen. I call her Bishop Prelate. Amen. Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. Amen. That we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Westfield. Amen. Thank you for being here on this morning. And the floor is yours.
Thank you, Pastor Bradford. Thank you so much for your gracious words. To God be the glory for all of the great things he has done and is doing. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord and good morning to everyone on the line this morning. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. It is my pleasure to be your messenger this morning. I hope that you are doing well and that you have a good night's sleep. Let's pray. Pastor Bradford has prayed already, so I would just say, glory to God, Father and Almighty God, I come before your presence this morning on behalf of everyone on this line. I pray that you would touch them and bless them and give them receptive hearts to receive your word on this morning. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I ask thee blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. A little song on my heart this morning. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time and prayed for me. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed. They took the time and prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their minds. They took the time and prayed for me. Oh, I'm so glad they prayed. They took the time and prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. King Jesus prayed for me. He had me on his mind. He took the time and prayed for me. Oh, I'm so glad he prayed. He took the time and prayed. I'm so glad he prayed for me. I'm so glad he prayed for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I would like for you to turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. Ezekiel chapter 22. I'm going to read two verses, glory to God. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them. I have consumed them with fire, with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Now, I read two verses, but if you would, in your own private devotion, read from verse 23 through to verse 29, you will find that verses 23 through 29 gives us a catalog of the nation's sin. Glory to God. The nation's sins. Glory to God. Every guilty party is singled out here for judgment. The false prophets who have devoured souls in verse 25, the priests who have devoured God's law in verse 26, and the princes who are like wolves ravening the prey in verse 27. And the people who have used oppression and exercised robbery in verse 29. I'm going to cut this message as short as I possibly can, glory to God, because God was really, this is really what God wanted me to bring this morning. But in verse 30 and 31 are the verses that I want to talk to you about this morning. And my subject for this lesson is God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap. God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap. He was looking then, and he is looking now. Glory to God. In case, glory to God, you need more information about standing in the gap, would you turn with me, please, to Exodus. Exodus, chapter 32. And I will begin reading at verse 14. And in fact, I'm going to read 1 through 14. I will make this as quickly as I possible can. Okay. And that's Exodus chapter 32, verses 1 through 14. And then the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount. The people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and of your sons and your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break up the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them into Aaron. Glory to God. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. Can you imagine that? Lord have mercy. And they rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down and eat and to drink and rose up to play. So much like what so many are doing today. And the Lord said unto Moses, Get thee down, for thy people which thou brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves, and they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, Lord have mercy, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord and said, This is what you call standing in the gap, saints. This is what you call standing in the gap. And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does that people wax hot against, And Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, For mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, and whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have spoken, will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented. The Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto the people. Glory to God. And Psalms 106 and 23 said, Therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses his servant stood before him in the breach. Moses stood before God in the gap to turn away his wrath lest he should destroy them. Glory to God. Lest he should destroy him. You know, saints of God, I could go on and on and on because even Abraham stood in the gap. He asked God, will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And God says, if you would just find, Abraham asked God, if you would just find, he went down from 45 to 5. 5 people would you destroy, Sodom and Gomorrah. And God said, if you just find 5 righteous people in Sodom and Gomorrah, I will not destroy it. But you know, if you know the story, you would know that God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because he could not find 5 righteous people. But Abraham stood in the gap. Glory to God. And so, saints of God, this morning, I want you to know that even Jesus stood in the gap. Glory to God. God looked for someone who could, glory to God, bridge the gap between God and man. He found none, therefore he decided to do it himself. He sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to stand in the gap for you and for me. Glory to God. And glory to God. Hallelujah. And Isaiah chapter 53 and 12 tells us he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. He stood in the gap. He is our advocate, the one who intercedes for us even now. 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. And so Romans chapter 8, verse 34 tells us that he is at the right hand of God, actually pleading, glory to God, as he intercedes for us. Jesus stood in the gap. He died for us. He died in our stead. Glory to God. Oh, my gosh. Thank God for his mercy and thank God for his grace. Today, saints of God, I'm asking you, will you stand in the gap? Will you stand in the gap? God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap. Moses stood in the gap for the people. Abraham stood in the gap for the people, for God's people. Jesus stood in the gap for us. God is looking for someone to intercede for his people on his behalf. You know, say so, God. There are many of God's people who are hurting today. Many have been wounded. Many are grieving, glory to God, the loss of their loved ones. Many of God's people, yes, his people, are at wit's end. Some are leaving the faith, turning to apostasy, turning back to their own simple ways. There's violence, so much violence in the land. If there would be more people standing in the gap, if there would be more intercessors, glory to God, there would be less violence. Because, glory to God, Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 tells us that glory to God, that glory to God in 7:14 says, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I Glory to God, and turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their lands. Intercession is speaking to God on behalf of another person, people, your family. We need, glory to God, to stand in the gap for our families. We need more intercession for our families. There are many, glory to God, of God's people who have family members, glory to God, who are dying without Christ. And I think that a great part is on us because we are not interceding. We are not standing on in the gap. We are compromising. Instead of, glory to God, interceding, we are compromising and we are calling good evil and evil good. We are calling right wrong and wrong right. Glory to God. God is looking for someone, glory to God, hallelujah, who will change the status quo. Glory to God. Intercession, glory to God, is needed. We need to intercede, glory to God, for our church, for our community, glory to God. Instead of, glory to God, talking about our church, we should be interceding for the church. Instead of talking about the people, we should be interceding for the people. Instead of talking about our president, we need to be interceding for our president. Instead of talking about our leaders, we need to be interceding for our leaders. We need, glory to God, to stand in the gap for the people, even for those who are not saved, who are living in sin. We need to call out their names before God and ask God to save them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is looking for someone who will pray and talk with God about, glory to God, his people. Glory to God. Witness. Tell others that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We need to be a light. Glory to God. We need to tell people, hallelujah, that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We need to stand up and be counted saints of God. We need to stand up and be counted, glory to God, hallelujah, and stand in the gap for someone today. God is depending on us. He did not just save us. He did not just save us, glory to God, to sit and be idle. He said to occupy until he come. He said occupy until I come. Saints of God, let us go into the highway and to the hedges and compel men to come. Compel men to come. Stop the violence. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Ask God to speak, hallelujah, to the hearts of man, to the hearts of men, the hearts of women. And I think this is the reason why our children are running rampant. Glory to God. The guns, instead of on their knees, they're shooting, being on their knees, they're shooting guns. They're killing. That's killing. They're robbing. Robbers in the street. Killings in the street. Oh, God. Because we lack to do intercessor. We need intercession, saints of God. Our church, we need to bring back the revival as well. We need revival. You don't really necessarily have to be in the church to have revival. We need revival in the streets. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So God is looking for someone. God is looking for someone. Would it be you today? Would it be you today to stand in the gap? Will you be rise and be counted? And let the Lord use you. Glory to God. That, hallelujah, he may be glorified. That he may be glorified. Glory to God. And people's flesh be crucified. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord for a right now word. Amen. God is looking for somebody to stand in the gap. Will you stand in the gap? Amen. Will you intercede or will you compromise? Will you change the status quo? Will you stand up and be counted? Because God is depending on you. Will you rise and be counted that God will be glorified? Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. For a right now word. Amen. A word of consistency. Amen. A word of obedience. A word of commitment. Amen. To the Lord and the Lord's kingdom. The Lord is looking for someone. Can the Lord count on you? That's the question. That's the question. Thank you, Pastor Westfield. Amen. We always pointing our fingers at other people and passing the weight on other people. But the question is, can God count on you? Can God count on you? Amen. So, Lord, amen. If you can't say amen, just say ouch, beloved. If you can't say amen, say ouch. And we can change all that beginning today. Today, amen, glory be, let us confess our unfaithfulness, amen, let's ask God to forgive us, amen, and let's start all over today, amen, in Jesus' name. God bless you, thank you for a right now word, amen, Pastor Westfield, amen, to God be praised, glory, and honor. Amen. If you'd like to take another minute, and if you have any announcements, I know I didn't sort of tell you this up front, so and I always make your announcements that's happening in your ministry. I always try to share that with this ministry because it's just one ministry because it all belongs to the Lord. But if you have any announcements that you'd like to make or anything that you would like to say, you can take another minute, Pastor Westfield, if you desire.
Well, I would like to say I did not want to go over time, so I kind of cut my message in half. I cut my message in half. I did not say all that I really wanted to say this morning, but maybe I'll come back at a future time, and I will complete this message.
Oh, we can schedule. You know, we ain't got no problem scheduling that. We can bring you back as early. We can bring you back as early as next week. That ain't no problem. Thank you. Amen.
Yeah, but
thank
I just
you.
Want you to know that God is really looking for someone to stand in the gap because we need to do intercession. We need to do, you know what, once upon a time, I think, glory to God, that people were more involved in intercessory prayers and intercession for the people than they do now. I think that COVID has changed a lot of things and has really taken people back, you know, and as I've discouraged a lot of people. There are so many people, and believe me, I tell you, God's people who are committing suicide, and they're just really tired, and they're just, some of them are afraid, many of them are grieving, and there are just so many things going on in the body of Christ. And so God wants us, glory to God, to intercede for the people. Glory to God. And there are many of God's people who have gone backwards. You know, they have departed from the faith, glory to God, and they have caught up in doing other things. They have distracted from God, distracted from doing what God would have them to do. And glory to God, God wants them to return. God wants them to return. But we need someone out there, glory to God, who would intercede and talk to them and pray for them. Call names. That's what I do. When I pray and when I intercede, I call names. I don't just say the people. I call names because there are, I'm quite sure that you know someone who really, really need to be interceded for. And so this is the word that God has given me, that he's looking for someone to stand in the gap. He wants someone, glory to God, that he can depend on to reach out to the people, glory to God, and let them know, glory to God, time is winding up, glory to God. Time is winding up. And so I don't know. Some people say time is winding down. I don't know. Whether you call it up or down, I want you to know that Jesus is soon to come. And this is no time to play church. This is time to get right with God and do it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Glory be to God. The message has been delivered today. It was clear. Amen. Glory be to God. And you may not have delivered, emptied your soul with the message that you wanted to share all of it today, but we want you to know that which has been communicated has been full, it's been clear, the message has been heard and received. Amen. And we want to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor for you. Amen. And thank you for coming. And we will schedule you to come back, amen, to bring part two or whatever else the Lord wants to say through you. Amen. We will schedule that, amen, at your convenience. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. And we bless the Lord. Amen. We've been listening. Amen. Excuse me.
As I bless everyone on the line, may you have a good day. God bless you real good.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. It will be a good day, and the same to you. Amen.
Thank you.
We've been listening, amen, to Pastor Evelyn H. Westfield. She is the pastor of the Temple of Refuge Community Church located at 7496 East Tuppahuckin Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 19138 is the zip code. And located in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia, right there near the Cheltenham Mall, amen, and Wincote, amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord, where she's been pastoring for, 40-something years?
Mm-hmm.
41. Yeah, 41 years, and she's still pastoring. So you see, I have some strong mentors in my life. Amen. Glory be to God. And I have sat under this lady. I sat under her. I know her story. Amen. And so this is what it's all about, legacy. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So we want to thank the Lord, is beloved. Amen. He talked about obedience on Monday. Amen. He talked about, amen, that consistency. Amen. And it's time for us to shake ourselves loose, amen, to ask the Lord what he would have us to do and do it, amen, because God is counting on you. Remember, we are going to be rewarded, amen, for our work. We are going to be rewarded. Have we done what the Lord has called us to do? And we bless the Lord. All right, that's the word of God for today. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12, and then we're back tonight for our prayer summit at 7:30. Amen. And some of you may say, well, why is this prayer summit such a big deal? You know, we have the prayer altar. We're praying all the time. You want to know why it's a big deal? Because God called it. Now, you got to ask God. You got to ask any other questions you got on that. You got to ask God. God called it. Sometimes God will do things as an act of obedience. Sometimes God will do it because, you know, this particular platform is going to reach certain people that need help, that need deliverance. We don't know what God is doing. All I know that this prayer summit is special because God called it. That's what I'm saying. We're going to be back tonight. Amen. We tried to go into the back office to make sure that, amen, those of you calling in on your phone tonight, amen, you'll be able to unmute. Amen. Matter of fact, you're coming in unmuted. Amen. So beware of your background noise. Amen. Nobody's going to be muted. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Our pastor, Charles Amafio, is going to come. Amen. Hallelujah. And give us a word. Amen, on healing, not on healing, well, healing of the finances, our finances and family. And we're going to pray. Pray. People put their prayer requests in the chat. Amen. We put it out in the atmosphere last night. Amen. And testimonies are coming in already. The Lord said, do it again tonight. Please set your clock. Please set your clock. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. We want to thank God for your support. We want to thank God for your faithfulness. Amen. We want to thank God that you take some of the burden off the pastor. You know, when the Lord speaks to me like this and I do what the Lord say and then I put it out there and the people don't show up, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. You feel some kind of way. You feel some kind of way that the people just not paying you no attention. You don't know if they ain't paying you no attention. They don't care. They just disrespecting you. You feel, now I'm just going to tell the truth because I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't feel no kind of way, especially when our folks don't show up and they come up late and all this other stuff. But I just pass it over to Jesus. I just pass it over to Jesus. I refuse to stop. I say, Lord, I'll be like my mother. If I got to go by myself, I'm going to go. But that ain't God's will for me to go by myself. But beloved, amen, glory, when you're a burden to the pastor, that ain't good. And we got some scriptures to show you that. Why don't you make your pastors and make the leaders, even if it ain't your pastor, make the leaders' heart light. We just ask you to show up. I ask everybody to show up and let's pray for 5 minutes. That's all I ask you to do. And maybe that's too much for you. Maybe that's too much. All right. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to be a pastor, a blessing to our Pastor Westfield and all of our speakers at the end of this week. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're listening for the first time, you'd like to sow into the word. Amen. Glory be to God. Please visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. You can hit the donate button there. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. Amen. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 1908. Maybe you want to sow into Founders Week. We received some donations this week. They say this is for Founders Week. We said, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. Maybe you would like to sow into Founders Week. And we want to bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Again, I want to thank God for all the lovely birthday gifts. Amen. That I have received. Amen. From you, the cards, the wishes, thank you. Amen. I'll be celebrating all this week. If you missed my birthday on Tuesday, don't feel bad. All right, because I'm going to be celebrating all this week. Well, you say tomorrow's the first of the month. It's okay. I'm going to be celebrating Sunday. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer today. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth, Father God. You're looking for someone to stand in the gap. Oh, Father God, forgive us. Forgive us, Father, for being slowful. Forgive us for making excuses. Forgive us for not showing up. All the opportunity that has passed us, all the people, Father God, that have gone to hell. And we had an opportunity to make a deposit of your word, Father, sitting on the bus, at the bus stop, in the supermarket, in the doctor's office, everywhere we go, Father God. You say, he who wins his soul is wise. We didn't have to preach a long sermon, Father God. You were just counting on us to just reach out and touch somebody and say something. You was going to give us what to say. if we just had faith enough to believe. But Father God, sometimes we're so wrapped up in ourselves that we ain't thinking about nobody else, Father God. And we're just thinking about our family when there's so many other families out there, Father God. We're thinking about our pain when there's so many other people out there in pain, Father God, and especially the ones that don't know you. So, Father, we thank you for this word. Thank you for Pastor Westfield, still just celebrated her birthday on last Friday, Saturday, and Father God, still preaching stronger and stronger than ever. Father, we thank you, Father God, hallelujah. She's a female Moses, my God, hallelujah. Moses was going on to 120 years. We believe that for Pastor Westfield, too, healthy, wealthy, and wise. In Jesus' name. Father God, meet us at the altar today at 12, back tonight at 7:30 for the prayer summit. Father God, as we lift up family and finances, thank you for Pastor Charles, and thank you, Father God, for everybody, Father God, hallelujah, everybody, Father God, participating, and we say thank you, Father. Give us a good day today. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, cancel tears, cancel sorrow, cancel premature death, cancel accidents, incidents, and calamities. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, over our homes, and over our families. In Jesus' name, and we say thank you. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to pray today, Father God. Keep them covered, and we say thank you for this ministry. This ministry is a ministry of prayer, but Father God, help us to be faithful. Help us to raise the bar. Father God, help us to pray one more prayer. Even after we've already prayed, help us to pray one more prayer and keep on praying. But you said we ought to pray without ceasing. Father God, now we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Remember Temple of Refuge, Father. Remember this church. My mother has labored for over 40 years, Father, and we call her harvest in. We call her harvest in Jesus' name. And we say thank you. And we bless you. Hallelujah. And we bind every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. Not unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. And the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn his face towards you. And the Lord give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Remember, say, amen. God is looking for someone to stand in the gap. Can he count on you? Amen. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, amen, that's a good song for us to go on. Hallelujah. Let's see if I can find that right quick. We got so many songs over here in queue. Amen. I was going to play something else. Hallelujah. But that's a good song, amen, for us to tell the Lord yes, Lord, saints. Amen. Just tell the Lord yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus' name. Love you. Hallelujah.